Blog Talk Radio.
Sooner or later, we'll wonder why we get.
You had enough. They say real ones are hard to find. smoke. Get you high like Kilimanjaro. We can get it in all until tomorrow. Swear you can have it all, so I borrow. Sip a little liquor if you parched, let's relax. Later I'm trying to grip on the arch of your back. Accentuate your curves and baby you got nerves and you gon' throw it back, go long for the catch. I will, I promise. Body frame, make a lane, pay homage. Must be your birthday, I want it the worst way. Baby, I'ma cut the cake, do the honors. I wanna see your brand cause you're man with the college. In the classroom of the womb, I'm a scholar. Kill it, put the pussy in the tomb of the coffin. Baby, we can do this often, yeah.
Oh my, and I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. Make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough.
Yeah. Trying to be clear in my feelings, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been overthinking. We really even got a name. We'd be so much better misunderstood. We'd be so much better misunderstood. But don't believe me. I try to do it, I push them back anytime you come and see me. Is it mine or mine? All I know, it just feel right. Don't it feel right? Hey, my thoughts doing what they wanna. Got me thinking that I might can't have it like I want you. Oh, you know I'm never that reason. Holding back, I try to just get me deeper. We ain't gotta be up together, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been trying to be clear in my feelings, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been overthinking. We ain't really even got a name. We'd be so much better misunderstood.
You touch me and my whole mind just go blind. Try not to think, all my thoughts point away. I'm missing you, but I got no right. You're the only one I see. So much for open mind.
Fighting, that's the way we love, and damn, I love it. Playing games just to get a reaction, pushing buttons. You know I'm never that reason. Hold it back, I tried it, just get me deeper. We ain't gotta be up together, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been trying to be clear in my feelings, girl. Maybe we're better misunderstood. I've been overthinking, we really even got a name. We'd be so much better misunderstood. Oh, maybe we're better misunderstood.
I begin to like you, finding it hard to keep, cause I've been thinking about you, the most part of my week, and I want you to be here. Maybe we could be somewhere a different day.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my cool mountain man, co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. How you doing tonight, Stan? Stan, you there? Can you hear me, Stan? All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna head on with the show. This is Poetic Therapy, and this is a place where you can release some mental stress through some healthy conversation and some open mic poetry. And this is always open mic. Dialing number is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 so you can be heard and participate. We love you, too. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Well, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, this is open mic, so you bring what you have, you know? And if you just want to talk, that's fine, too. This is Poetic Therapy. I'm going to get to a piece that I wrote. This was actually a prompt a while ago from, I believe, the Get Down, which is one of the top shows here, if not the top show here on Epiphany Radio. Y'all need to check them brothers out, Poetic and J-Rob the Wise Son. That show is dog bomb. But this piece right here is called You Will Know. Say my name. I want to make it personal. Say it so that you will know I am more than the rich darkness of my skin and the tangles of my hair. Say it so that you know the only thing dark about me is my skin. My spirit comes from, draws intellect from, lives in, exudes the most highlight. Say it so that when you look at me, you know that you are in the presence of royalty. Say my name. And understand that all of what you have tried to remove will not be moved because you simply have no right to it. And it does not belong to you. Say my name. So that when you look in my eyes and read, you will see the part of the stories you've tried and failed pitifully to erase will continue to be told through the eyes of the innocent. Say my name so that you will know I have been here since stars were placed in the heavens to light up the galaxies. Say my name and understand that without me, there is no you. My name is Ada, first daughter, Adama, child of beauty, Aburiomi, bringer of happiness, Adike, cherished, and Adio, righteous. My name is purity, fertility, sensuality, and fresh water. I am life. I am love. My name is Oshun. And that's that piece. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up this first microphone to my sexy, sultry voiced diva, my awesome co-host on the Love Zone, Ms. VIP. Hey, diva, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How are you doing tonight? Can you hear me, diva?
Yes, I can. Hey, girl.
Okay.
How are you?
I was getting ready to think it was an issue in the studio. I was great. Send out an SOS. Can any of y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing today?
So how are you doing? Hey, look, I'm doing
good.
Same as you.
I know that's right. That's all we can do, honey, is do. They can do what they do, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, the red light. He is pushing the red light. I don't know about this thing. I think you told me you were falling back from, I don't know.
Roberto.
Forgot the man's name. Roberto.
It's Roberto.
But he insists on not giving you up. Oh. Now, those
when?
Words, I don't know if I should repeat what he just said to me. He said, if he can't have you, can't
no.
nobody have you. I don't think you should
Uh-oh.
Go in his office tonight. I think you need
to
go in the store and talk to you.
Yeah.
I think I might have
to take the woman tonight.
Yeah, because
that sounds like
a little
that sounds like a little fatal attraction. Yeah.
What you do?
Absolutely.
What did you do to my therapist, girl? Between you and Poetic, I don't know what's going on with my people no more. To reevaluate some applications.
You know how it is, Diva. I had to tell him he's a little bit too excessive, you know?
Oh,
it's just
okay.
a lot. Too much for a woman.
Oh, man. Wow,
yeah.
see? Oh, man. That's crazy. That's
then
all right,
I told him
though.
My baby
That's
wouldn't
right.
like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's what I told him.
Okay. Well,
you know.
Ain't taking no for an answer. I'm gonna call a corporate meeting with Pharrell, if we can find a resolve for this, because he sounds like he needs to be in here calling in, talking. He is Poetic Therapy.
Yeah. Right.
Now, my diva, before we get into your piece, you want to tell everybody what you got going on in Epiphany Universe?
Well, yes. Well, every Wednesday, you and I are in the Love Zone at 9 p.m. And alternate Fridays, it is Express Your Vibe. And if you missed it last night, you missed a treat.
Yes,
so anyway, that's what's going on.
Thank you for that. Now, I gotta remember where I'm at. What did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, this is New Ink. I just finished this not too long ago, so it's entitled.
Ooh. Okay, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Give me 1 second. Okay. I just wanted the sun to shine on me constantly, feeling desired by you. And if the rain comes, let it water the flowers and grass, then go away, leaving the dew kissing my lips and dreaming it's you. I just wanted the moon to shine on me while I slept, imagining you holding me through the night. If you turned your back on me, I would awaken to turn and hold you while the tides took our dreams to ecstasy with gentle rocking and then crashing on the shore. But the moon could only stay a little while until the sun came to lift me up, shining its rays to warm my heart, letting me know it's all right to love again. Some days I know we'll be cold. We will love, disappoint, hurt, and love again. We will figure it out in the day, even if we have to talk late into the night. We'll shield one another from the winds of change, and we'll wake up holding each other lovingly as the sun shines again. And that's that piece.
Oh, couldn't unmute myself. That was beautiful, Diva. I loved it. I loved it. Welcome, Stan. I'm glad you could make it, darling.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm better now.
Did you get to hear my diva's piece she just did? Because that was beautiful.
I do. I'm going to tell you now, it doesn't matter. She could be reading a toothpaste tube and I'd listen.
Oh, my.
I know what you say. It's that voice.
Oh, my goodness.
That voice.
Don't make me blush, Dan. Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
That's why he's
a
silver
tongue, Devin. Yes, he is. I'm also calling him my living Poe because every time he does a piece, he sounds just, I feel like I'm in an Edgar Allan Poe novel. I feel like I'm in one of his pieces. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Vincent Price couldn't even touch you, Stan. I'm a fan of this.
Wow.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Okay.
I think that's the same way.
Okay. And what was it? It was one of my favorite stories by Poe, The Fall of the House of Usher. I loved him in that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a stupendous actor, you know. But he can't touch his fan. I'm telling you.
All right, ma'am. Right.
All right, Diva.
All right.
Well, I'm going to send you over in the
office. I'm going on the
office.
Other side tonight.
Make sure you walk straight ahead.
I'm not even paying them any attention.
If you have any issues, I do have an alarm button that you can hit on any one of those walls that you walk past, okay? You just slide your finger there and the security will come and run it. Okay.
All right. There you go. All right. Then.
So you just stick around so I can bring you back in for another piece?
Absolutely.
All right. Awesome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. That is my diva right there. Oh, man.
I know it.
Now, Stan. Since you had to bring in a little bit late, I already did my piece. I want to know.
Oh, hello.
First off, how you doing tonight?
been a busy night, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Okay. All right. That's the stuff. I want to know what you brought for us to listen to tonight.
Well, this is a little piece called Vagabond.
Ooh. All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
An existent in transient, constant journey. Changes come gently, breeze, tornadic fury. With ashes on their cheeks, authorities scurry. We wish to hear unspoken things, but old bones never spoken, following the advice of their attorneys. Let trending smoke in the drowning sky. We are far from asleep, still questioning why. Bombastic, bellowing, flag wavers distract the eye. I set the newspaper down, and all I could think of is times are told in light and shadowed lies. In the purpley nightness, you can't rush sunrise. In our beautiful lonely, each must observe, surmise. Be alert, have wisdom, keep moving towards sunrise. Realize changes. Inevitability. Stay in balance. You'll find the ability to journey on to your own paradise. In patience, time, in peace.
Awesome. That piece was awesome. And you just, it's your delivery. You have to excuse my crazy dog downstairs. He has issues, so you may hear him belt out a couple of barks from time to time. The dog barks at a leaf rolling across the ground in front of my house. I swear he does. He got issues.
I'm telling you.
I love that piece there. That was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful. And your delivery is awesome. I could listen to you all day, every day, I'm trying to tell you. It would be like a meditation for me, literally. Now,
I
want to open up this next mic.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to open up this next mic to area code 807. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, Stan and La Negra. It's Robbie here.
Hey, Robbie, I thought that was you. How are you? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Well, thank you. I'm not doing too bad. Just when you're saying it can be like a meditation. I was going to do one poem, but then I ended up at the very last second switching up to reading this other one here because it's called Searchlight. A Lighthouse. And it was... I had written it based on inspiration by a track called Blue Searchlight by a musician named Har. It's kind of an in-between pronunciation, H-A-R. And the thing is I read this at a live open mic, and I read it for my friend, and he was just like, you could tell, like, it really hit him, right? And it was so awesome what he said at the end. He says, you know, I could just listen to this as a track when I go to sleep. And I was like, yeah. You know, that's just like the most awesome feeling, right?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about my co-host's voice. He has this that kind of voice. Do you hear, Robbie, tell me, do you hear Edgar Allan Poe when he talks, when he speaks? Because that's what I get.
I haven't heard that, no.
You haven't heard him? He reminds me of one of his pieces or his novel. I just love to listen to my co-host, but... it's okay. It's okay. Now, we'd like to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, here we go. Here's the meditation of the lighthouse. Searching into the outer limits. Oh, thank you. Searching into the outer limits of soul, crashing against the shores of eternity. A lighthouse becomes present both inside and outside myself. A lighthouse in my third eye to guide me to the safety of enlightenment. A lighthouse outside myself manifested as a beacon of hope, guiding me to a shore where life is just hard enough to teach me the lessons I must learn. but not so hard as to crush the spirit, leaving my soul with a refined edge, an edge that brings me to the edge of nirvana. As I search inside myself further for that beacon of light, that beacon of light that shall guide me in my darkest night. That searchlight's beacon threads throughout the night, singing in whitest of light the purity of true purpose, a soul that seeks peace and tranquility, a reciprocity of light from the below to the above. That light soaring inside me like a phoenix's fire that burns gently upon the wings of a dove. Let me see that lighthouse within myself as I look into myself, singing a song in whitest light of what can be. If I just take one deep breath, let every trace of ego fade and simply let everything be. And that is Lighthouse, inspired by the song Blue Searchlight by the artist Har, H-A-R. And when I was reading at the open mic, it was awesome. Like, I was the music was playing along with it. I highly suggest listening to it because it really goes with the poem well. And I remember just sinking into the poem. You know that feeling sometimes you have when everything just sinks right up? And, you know, like, yeah. The whole crowd was silent outside and, yeah, and I could see my friend, like, really getting into it. And it's funny because when I texted it to him afterwards because he wanted a copy, I have an Android and he has an iOS. So it all just came to him as, like, this gobbledygook code. And he says, oh, Robbie, it's beautiful. But I eventually got a copy to him. But, yeah, it was an awesome experience, too. You know, the music was just syncing up perfectly and the whole crowd just went silent and I just got into it, you know, and just beautiful.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. I love that piece, and I love to listen to you spit your pieces too. Stan, what do you think about this piece?
I'm going to tell you right now, Robbie, that to me was a feast of metaphors. You had some amazing images in there. That's a very beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for that so much. Probably want to ask you, you think you could stick around for the rest of the show? Maybe I can bring you back in and do another piece for us a little later?
I'm kind of run down tonight, so I'm just going to – I will be listening to the show, but I'll be listening, like, through online – yeah, through my computer, and I'll just hang up for now, but I'll be continuing to listen through my computer.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. One love, one mic.
You bet. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thanks.
And I'm going to do a quick radio station identification. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is Poetic Therapy. The dialing number is 319-527-6300, and please put your hand up. I see you listening. You put your hand up. We want to hear from you. We want to talk to you. Don't be scared. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my awesome co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. All right, let's open up this next mic. We got ourselves a Essentially Janique. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Diva. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Pearl and Nega, Stan and Mina Phillips, how are you two?
Good. Oh,
we're doing great.
Yes, always good to hear you. Yes, always. Man. Let me see. What did I want to ask you? It was something I wanted to ask you, and I cannot remember it now. I hate when that happens. It'll come back to me later.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It'll come back.
Yeah. I just hate when it happens because it's fresh in the mind. And as soon as I start talking about something else, all it takes is a couple of words, the thought is gone.
Same. I am the same.
I want to ask you also, before you get into your piece, can you tell us what you got going on in Epiphany Universe poetry?
Yes, yes. So this Monday is the Soul Cafe with host author Larry Maddox, Poetic, La Perla Negra, and I'll be on the event page and on the live chat for Blog Talk. What are we working on? I think the phrase given is Rescue Me From Love. So
yeah,
we're telling poetic
story.
Yes, we're telling poetic story. So that's going to be really interesting. We haven't done that in a while. And then we have the second segment, Pick Up Your Pen, where there will be some on-the-spot creations that everyone will be sharing. So come through 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this Monday.
Awesome. Aren't you part of another show? I think you're part of another show. Aren't you a part of another show?
I am. I was thinking about this immediate upcoming show. Yeah, but every other Monday, I co-host with Rain, all with Rain. And we alternate shows between Color Me Mutes with Open Mic. It's a virtual open mic space with a physical open mic vibe. And we alternate shows with In the Spotlight, where we highlight a creative and just talk a little bit about what they do outside of the poetry community. And that's open mic as well. And that's every other Monday, the first and third Monday of the month. That alternates with Soul Cafe.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'd like to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought us something.
I did. I was scrolling. I realized I posted something, and I don't think I shared this one on air before. So share a little something. It's a short piece.
Okay.
The title of it is Unbeknownst.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Unveil a thing true, bon savoir, of buckling knees and falling gaze, unraveled by a touch gone too far, amidst moments of heartfelt praises. Reveal the unease prompting pretense, uncorked and once poured, this one bespeaks, of questionable value and vintage, a lingering wrong, this darkness leaks. Unveil a thing true, quite deliberately, whilst drawing nearer to a heart innately pure. Of hesitance born, a past of wait and see. Unveil a thing true, and once of more. Essentially, Johnny.
Wow. Girl, you know what? y'all got these voices and these pieces, and I think you're a magnificent writer. But something about the softness of your voice. Is it, girl? I'm trying to tell you, you could read like my co-host, my diva said, you could read a nursery rhyme, and it would still sound good. I'm trying to tell you, that was a beautiful, beautiful piece, Stan.
Thank you.
That was outstanding. I loved it. I loved your delivery. And what surprised me was how much you were able to put into that within something that was, well, brevity.
Yeah.
You put a lot in a very short piece. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Prompt sometimes. Was 2 truths and 1 lie was a prompt for that.
Okay. I remember
Ooh.
That.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I like that.
You know,
thank
sometimes
you.
Those short pieces can make it an impact. You know, they have a lot of power behind them. You don't always have to say a whole lot of words to be so profound. I love that piece, girl. Now, would you be able to stick around and give us another piece a little bit later?
Yeah, for sure. I can do that.
Awesome, awesome. All right, good. I'm going to send you over in the therapist lounge, the therapist office. Maybe you can calm him down with your softer voice.
You know what I was told? I have a therapist voice.
Okay, well, maybe you can calm him down because I think he's throwing a little internal temper tantrum because his VIP won't come in and see him. She kind of like dumped him. Like a bad habit.
Oh, no. I'm on it.
I'm on my way. One love, one mic. Oh, man. She has this that voice of hers. She's so soft-spoken, but she makes a point. When she does speak, she grabs your attention because you want to hear what she's going to say next. I don't care what it is. You still want to hear what she's going to say next.
Yes.
So let me open up this next mic. We got us a Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to Poetic Charismatic. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Turn on his TV.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I'm up here doing some writing.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
The man.
Hey, man, Automatic, it's good to hear you, man.
Yeah, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
I know I got to be hit. I'm Mr. On to the Next.
Oh, well,
that's what's up.
You are
that's
the next.
Oh, definitely. That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Otto, you want to tell us what you got going on? I heard you got some kind of formula or something going on with you, like a book or something. What's up with you?
Yes, Formula 91382. What it does, I've been writing, it has my own codes, graphs, arithmetic, and what it does, it breaks information in particles. As you break information down and keep breaking it down for a test, once you break it down, you tend to remember or take a test. For instance, I had to take a test for combination vehicles, 20 questions. Did my test in 2 minutes, and I got them all right.
Wow.
So I found a way to break information down particles. Like, so if I say, how many times can you break a word awaken? They say, well, 2 times. I say 138 times I could break that down, 138 times. 138 ways I could break awaken down.
Wow.
And for a test, it's very essential, very important, because the way I change it is that a lot of times people will go ahead and read their books for a long time, and they try to remember, and they try to keep reading, but you're not dissolving what you're reading. It's still in the book, but it's not in your head. So what I want to do is break it down so it can be dissolved in your mind. So when you're ready to take that test, you take that test in a rapid pace. And so long as that you don't know the information, like if I ask a child a question and it takes them about 5 minutes to answer that question, It may take them a little longer. And so a pattern start happening. It takes them longer.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do is get to that point where I could snap my finger and they answer just like that.
Okay. Okay, so your formula has to do with helping them retain it right away.
Yes, test for life. Yeah, test for any type of test, you know. Help people retain information so they can take – if you know information for a test in a rapid pace, that brings that high confidence level than if you're just guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say so. I would agree. All right. Well, that's what's up. Okay. I wish you luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a challenge to teach it though, because it's so many codes and graphs and arithmetic and you know just tables and stuff like that. That's why I use tables.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight, Otto?
All right. You know what? I brought my mind, of course. And
okay, I would hope so.
You know, I always bring my mind.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've been thinking about the current events that's been happening in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I'm going to call it this poem, Fake Tears.
The mic is yours.
We come to the sun to wonder if we're guilty or innocent. Did you think that you were hard? Were you in the military frame? But I guess you feel that being in court is just not the same. Are you trying to get the sympathy mode? Are you feeling like the prosecutor is going to explode? You see, this is the time where fake tears came about. Are you talking about the fake tears about you losing your life while you took lives? So why should anybody feel sorry for you? And when the media refer this kid as a kid, yes, he's young, but he knows better. So let's not get things twisted like a tornado. Let's stay on the information that has been transcended. The court is assessing. You knew what you were using as a weapon. You went past the police. Now in the family's pain has increased. But your fake tears. Your fake tears versus their real tears. Their real tears because they can't see their loved one. Only their loved ones in the sky. But look at you. Now everything is clouded in your direction. You got fake tears and so is your mama too. And you just wondering what the prosecution would do to you. Now go ahead and sit up. Take it like a man because you felt like a man. When you held that gun in your hand, you felt like a man. When you said that you would try to protect yourself, you would never even had to protect yourself if you weren't pointing no gun. But you want to have fake tears. You were supposed to be a man. Yeah, you call yourself militant in your state of being ignorant. Now, these people can't see their loved ones anymore. Young man, you have some explaining to do. So now you want to go ahead and crocodile tears all the way down to the avenue. Now they can't see their people. But you think that the prosecution is being so evil. Now I need you to go ahead and face the punishment because you reap what you sow. All those fake tears ain't going to bring nobody back alive. We are here trying to survive. But now you on the stand. Now your mama, did she teach you all that? In your head across the land that everything was vicious by you. And all you had to do was just present tears. This automatic, charismatic, delivery link take is in the morning, proper drive.
Wow. You know, you get into the heavy politics of the events of today. And it's pretty deep. A lot of your pieces are like that. And I like that. I really do. Some people don't like it because you wake them up from their little comfortable umbrella of denial, lies, you know, the hidden truth. And it's appreciated. So thank you. Stan?
I think automatic just drops some hard truth on us.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And, you know, people have got to realize, yeah, within our laws, we have what we consider the age of, say, consent. When we can consider somebody old enough to understand adult things, we forget that there's an age of conscience
mm-hmm.
when they know right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a simple truth. It's a hard one, but it is
mm-hmm.
a simple one.
Absolutely.
Automatic, that was a hell of a piece.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I try to get people knowledge to try to wake up people either in a positive way or sometimes negative could be a positive if we all are learning of what's going around in our surroundings.
Absolutely. But, you know, waking people up when they've been in such a long slumber under an umbrella of hidden truth, that can be a very, very difficult thing to do, very disturbing.
I agree with you.
Because it shakes up their world when they finally realize, you know, when they first hear the truth, they're like, oh, man, get out of here. Like, that crazy mess. I know, and I'm speaking from experience, because
I
speak the truth, you know, and it's like later on they come back and be like, damn, you know what? You were right. You think? You know, and
right.
when my eyes got opened, it was heart-wrenching for me to find out the truth about this world. To finally see, but you got to actually open your eyes, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
so you can actually see what's going on. You can't just say, okay, that's what it is, and still walking around with blinders on or you know, rose-colored glasses, because it ain't all shits and giggles all the time.
No,
sometimes
it isn't.
Very, very
and people
harsh
need to realize
truth.
That, but the problem is there's a lot of people who prefer those rose-colored glasses and to keep those blinders on. That's
yes,
no way to
do it. Very true.
Absolutely. But, you know, birth is always painful. That's all I got to say about that. But
yeah, I drop it, Jen, too.
You. Say again?
I see you doing your video, drop it, gems. I see every time you giving out. Yeah, you giving out knowledge and stuff like that. I see you. I pay attention. I see when you're doing videos, you're giving
it's
advice.
A little blog.
Yeah.
It's a little inspirational blog, but I want people to be self-aware. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once they are aware of who they actually are, you know, things will start to open up for them differently, and they will see that life ain't really that bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not going to get into the matrix of things and all of that. You know, I know you know what's going on in Stan, too, but I try to awaken people with some inspiration. Sometimes it's a little harsh, what I might say, but, you know, the truth, it's going to come out anyway. But I want people to realize who they are. You know what I mean? Because we are actually in control of our lives. We just, you know, some of us don't know how to go about handling it and making things the way that we want them to be. But that's for another show, Otto. I'm going to put you over there in the
No, I just want to say I appreciate what you do. I appreciate your knowledge. I think that I like the fact that you tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And that's a big difference.
I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. It's already being sugarcoated, and that's why we got sickness and all kinds of other crap going on. You know what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying.
That's not you. The sugarcoat nothing. That ain't you.
Okay. All right, Otto, thank you so much. I'm going to put you over in the therapist's office. Don't take no liquor in there, yeah? Because I know how you do. You be trying to sneak that bottle right up in there. We're going to have a speed round. Well, not so much a speed round, but we're going to come back around to you. So I hope you got another piece for us when I open your mic back up.
Yeah, I got please let me say this. I went to the next.
All right.
There you go.
One love, one.
On to the
one
next.
Love, one mic.
On to the next. One love, one mic. You got it, buddy.
Wow. That's awesome. That was awesome. You know, he does. He drops truth through his knowledge, and I like that. You know, I really, really like that. Now, I'm going to try and open up this next mic. Even though he ain't put his hand up, he gave me his word that he was going to pull out something to stick. So I'm going to open his mic anyway. We got him for divine inspiration. How you doing tonight? Paul, are you there? Are you muted? Is you hiding? Paul, going once, going twice, third time's a charm. All right, well, we'll come back to him. I guess we can start back from the top with everybody. Sam, I'd actually like to start with you. Do you have another piece for us?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Yes, I do believe I do.
Tell you what, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All righty, here we go. Come on now. This is not the time for my antiques to be giving me shit.
You want me to come
nice.
Back to you? Okay.
No,
okay.
We're going to do something nice.
Okay.
Excuse me. This is a little piece I wrote. Sort of a suitor trying to convince his lady fair that it's time. And this is called Busy Bee. Enter a place of trees and flora. Nature's radiance gives colorful aura, stirring in us a primal peace and passions. The diversity of her floral display, music of the winds and creek on their way, soothes the soul while bees are taking action. The honey hunter, gently buzzing song, approaches bloom for which he longs, ancient music as a prelude to romance. Gentle the parting of the petals, now winged lover softly settles in the core of the blushing bloom, foreplay's dance. Now between them shared the moment, to their natures both now relent, and the pollen the proof of their sensual action. This the glory
as bee moves on, sharing pollen so more life spawns, fertile seeds guaranteeing next generation. So sweet lady in floral dress, my passions to you I confess, love and desire natural, why hesitate? We are as both flora and bees, and we have passions to appease. So, my lover, shall we pollinate in peace?
I like that. Okay. I love that. I tried to stay out of a dirty place in my mind while you were reading that, but that is the best recital I heard about the birds and the bees. I love that. I really love that. That was awesome.
Oh, my pleasure. I do like to twist it around a bit. I do.
It's all right. It's all right. Now, before I open up this next mic, I'm going to do another piece. And this one is Thank you. This one is called Wounded Healer. I know this road, traveled it for a lifetime, and I've mastered heartbreak along the way by masking it with courtesy and laughter, weaving through life's intricacies and difficulties with kind intentions and abandoned feelings and wants and needs of my own. Not that I like being in that space, but it's the only place I've ever fit. I'm not blind to love. I know it exists because I have more than enough for the world that dwells within me. I just haven't been given access to it. Yet, all they've ever had to do was give me their smile, and I gave them life's balance. Instead of turning my precious tears into diamonds when falling through their sky of hurt, they would take until contented and leave my world unbalanced. Through my wounds, I've developed a gentle, soothing touch that returns light back in faces and brightens eyes and removes pain and directs heart through my wounds. I am a healer. And that's that piece.
I like it because there are many people like that. You know, it never really quite comes to them, but there's so much in them, they're still giving. Even if little comes back, they still give.
You know why, Stan? Because I give and I do things, you know, from a place of love and not so much looking for it or expecting anything back. It's just genuine. That's just how I am. So thank you for that.
Definitely. No.
Thank you. We're going to open up this next mic back to my sexy, sultry voice diva, VIP. Are you ready to give us another wonderful piece of yours with that sexy voice of yours?
Absolutely. I'm going to do the piece I did last night on Express Your Vibe, if that's okay.
Oh, yes, please, it's yours.
Thank you. I'm in deep water. I put my toes in, only meaning to wet my feet. But threw caution to the wind and dove in, tasting your lips as the water sped by, feeling you holding me as the water engulfed my body. I felt the sunshine on me. It felt so good. I couldn't help wanting to stay. It was amazing. I knew I wouldn't drown. My heart sent its beats out to hear your echoes of love. I basked in its warmth. I was beginning to run out of air. I didn't panic. I rose back to the surface, The cool of the water met my face. My body felt bereft as I met land. Getting up, I felt I had another chance. So I dipped my toes in again, only to find the moon had taken the tide, and all I could do was wet my feet. And that's that piece.
Wow. I love it. Every time I hear it, I get something else from it. Wow. You dip your feet back in. We have to, you know what? You never give up hope. You have to keep trying. I love that piece.
Thank you, Diva.
That was lovely. You definitely can spin some really wonderful metaphors. You really can.
I didn't know I could until recently.
Well, girl, look, you doing the damn thing. I'm telling you now. You are doing the damn
there
thing.
You go.
I love it. Okay.
Thank you
for coming back in again, Diva. Put
Absolutely.
You back over there.
No problem,
I hope things are going smoothly with Roberto. I'm going to finish your therapy
session. I passed him by mm-hmm. and went to the female, so she told me how to handle him.
Okay. Awesome. Somebody got to be earning their paycheck around here. Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to send you back over here. One love, one Mike.
One love, one Mike.
Man, I don't know what she did to my male therapist, but he is acting a fool. And that is not what he is on the payroll for, act a fool.
No.
Okay.
That's true. But you know as well as I do, we're talking Miss VIP.
That's what I know. It was trouble from the, I was doomed from the door. I should have known.
There you go.
Before I open up this next mic, I'm going to do us another station ID.
All right. Ooh, yeah.
Set on some
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my cool mountain man co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. I'm going to open up this microphone.
That. Thank you.
You're welcome. And to my diva once again. We got us an essentially Johnny.
You're
Zaza.
Hey, I'm here.
You ready with your piece again to do some more damage? Because whether you know it or not, you do. You be wrecking shit when you come through here.
Wow.
Yeah,
I got another one pulled up for you.
Okay, awesome.
The title of this one is Maybe.
The mic is yours.
You said maybe is an unconscious thought between two worlds. Ajay, it's the darker one that holds me still, that reveals to me fear. But in pieces, it's meant to break me,
before sending me back. I think maybe was the unconscious thoughts between each lane on Lombard Street, stepping from the curb to freshly paved dark on pace, drifting towards not yet. Each white line a whisper growing in insistence, combating the resulting disappointment. But for a second, I wanted to go back and try, but not try, one more time. My heart hasn't healed. It even aches still. When neither world is mine, who takes both of my hands to lift me onto the curb on the other side? Who decided to maybe stop all traffic? At least that's what I think happened. Ashe, I didn't look left nor right. I only saw a softened wisp of what was once hope. Maybe. The script writing of emotion that I usually see was stretched so thinly that it passed right through me, dissipating. An exhale that lingered between two thoughts. Disappointment and praise. Essentially, Johnny.
Wow. Wait a minute. This maybe is what between two worlds? Could you say that again?
Unconscious thought. Maybe is an unconscious thought between two worlds.
Oh, my God. I love that. Oh,
that's not even my words. Like, that was like a conversation, and that one, that was something that was said to me, and I just ran with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
oh, run with
yeah,
it.
That was inspiration.
Excellent line.
Yeah, thank you.
Honey, it was. I love that. You know how I am with metaphors. I love using metaphors and giving the visual. That's the wonderful thing about metaphors. You can picture in your head whatever you
yeah.
want it, that particular piece to be, that particular line or that word
mm-hmm.
to be in your head. And I told you the visuals that I get from your pieces. I'm always smelling the air and hearing the sound. Oh, girl, I love that. Stan?
Thank you.
That. I love it. I love the main thing I love about it is actually the title, the decision and the indecision, the pull.
Yeah.
You
I'm
know,
a fan
turmoil.
Of one-word titles.
I know, but that's a beautiful turmoil you described in there.
Yeah.
You know, do I give it another, you know, like you said, try or not try?
Mm.
Oh, I love that. It was. It showed the conflict going on. It did. I liked it a lot.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, it's almost like duplicity, you know. Man, that was wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. I guess everything is nice and calm because I didn't hear no more complaining, and Roberto hasn't hit the red button on the phone, so. Whatever you did when you went over there,
yeah,
it worked. I'm going to send you back over there because you right now you're in the position to cap and save a hoe. So I'm going to put you back over there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
Put my therapist hat back on. I'm on it.
Yes, please,
there you
please.
Go.
Thank you, Janice. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I couldn't help myself, Stan. Sometimes I just
blurt
things out.
That's okay. That was a good one. I like that one.
In a sense, she is because he was acting a fool. And if I open up this next mic, we right back here, Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
All right.
Hey, hello.
I met you again.
Yes. I thought I was coming back around.
Yeah. Told you I was coming back around to you.
Yes,
we're ready for another piece from you. Yes,
that's right. That's right. Passing the mic to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yeah, I dedicate this poem to all the people who've been bullied. I'm going to call this poem called Conclusions. All right. You go to school with your books in hand, and you want to learn something, and you try to understand. Sometimes you hate yourself because folks are laughing at you. And then you wonder why. Why can't you love you? Why can't they accept you for who you are? And why have been bullied just going so far? You're drawing conclusions, having your everyday life a virtual bully day and night, making things wrong when you wish they could be right. You hate yourself more because being bullied feels like you're in a prison and you wish that they would listen. Maybe they could feel your pain. Maybe this life would even change that sometimes you can go to sleep and not worry about being bullied at all. I guess those different types of lessons are drawing conclusions because you're trying to learn not to be into a prison system. All you want to do is just be a kid. All you want to do is maybe do the right thing. You can't help the way you were born. And you should be happy the way you were born. Because God don't make no mistakes. I say he ain't made no mistake. You're not a mistake. You wonder why people are knocking the books out your hand. And then you thought about committing a suicide. But don't do that. Love yourself even more. They hate you and hate you and tease you and tease you. Love yourself even more. When they say that you ain't going to be nothing, love yourself even more. When they make you feel like you just got to cry, love yourself even more. You see, I was once bullied, but I knew I had to go through hell to get to the heaven. Now everything is part of my reflection. I see the little kid that used to be me, the one that actually went through the hell. And I have a whole story to tell. So I'm here with you, young person, young lady, young man. Don't be sad. Be glad. Who you are every time you look into the mirror. You have every right to learn. You have every right to succeed. So when you draw conclusions, look on that line and say that, hey, I'm a better person than what they could ever do to me. It's all the man charismatic Lord Lynch to get his animal in for them drive.
Wow.
Very positive.
As a kid, as a kid who was bullied a lot when they were very young, I thank you for that. I appreciate that piece. That was an awesome piece. Thank you very much.
I was bullied too.
Indeed.
I mean, I think
I reach out to kids. They get bullied. I really want to, someone who is bullied, I want to reach out to the ones who've been bullied, who are being bullied. That because a lot of these kids will take their life. Now you go into the virtual bullying, Facebook bullying. These kids, these kids are sensitive. Can't take them.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to have their back. You know?
Yeah, somebody's got to be there for them. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Well, your message was right. You know, you got to love yourself. You got to.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
That's that speaking to me.
I hear that.
I was a child.
Okay.
So I just hope that I could maybe influence kids to love themselves and people.
I know that's
right. Bullying's not
right.
Too well.
No, it isn't. It is an unfortunate part of life that we have to deal with. So, but thank you, Otto. I'm gonna put you back over there in the therapist's office and enjoy the rest of your
day. Please.
Uh-huh.
I got to say, on to the next. That's the day you get that fan. Oh, did you stand like that? I want to stand like that. On to the next.
I loved it.
On
so
to
smart,
the next.
Man, I loved it.
Down to
great
day. Okay, thank you. I can sleep good at night. All right.
You go.
Good job.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, Dan.
He's
well,
something else. He is something else.
He is something else. I appreciate him now. Well, Stan,
he was actually
our last caller. And I think this was a very, very good show. The pieces were beautiful. You have any closing words?
Yeah. I think Automatic did say it. You got to learn to love yourself. That way you'll be able to love others. That works for me.
Absolutely. I you know what? I'm very adamant about people not only loving themselves, but being kind to yourself. Because the relationship you have with yourself, you can't escape it. It ain't going nowhere. You got it with you until the day you leave this place. So be kind to yourself. Love one another as well and have respect for each other. Continue to be safe. Okay. I love you guys. I thank you for calling in, giving those awesome pieces, doing your thing. Everybody called in here. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
The tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hand. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never ever loved but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked. My friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be pissed, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard I try to run away from love at the end of the night, I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asked for love, but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked. Yeah, naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up. Who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking fucked up? I want that perfect love, am I asking too much? Someone who shoes for the stars, no winner. Think I'm not good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked.
Who loves me naked.
Someone who never asked for love, but knows how to take
it.
Oh, yeah.